Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Paisley-Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, everybody.
Abe, over to you. I mean, excuse me. Abe's gone. Ed, over to you.
Yeah, I wanted to remind our listeners that it is Operation Christmas Child season now through November 20th. American Family Radio is helping to promote Operation Christmas Child. And most of our listeners know that in hard-to-reach areas and in more than 100 unreached people groups, these gift boxes, the little shoe boxes, are opening doors for evangelism and follow-up discipleship, often resulting in churches being planted. So pack your shoebox now with any standard-sized shoebox and drop it off during the third week of November this year. That's November 13th through the 20th. Shoeboxes will be collected across the country at more than 4,500 drop-off locations. Ed, what do I put in these shoeboxes? Well, I'm glad you asked. You can go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. That stands for Operation Christmas Child. SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to learn more. All the questions you have answered and to find a drop-off location near you. A lot of churches participate in this and collect the shoeboxes for you. But SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to find out more.
I suppose I should take the shoes out before I put the stuff in.
That's step number one, Steve. Yeah.
Okay. Good point.
Step number one.
Yeah. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Unintentional.
Yep.
But, all right, Steve, what's your first story?
Just a couple things breaking. In the last 20 minutes, there's been a massive explosion in Texas at Shepherd, Texas. It's at a processing plant there. Shepherd is about 40 miles northeast of Houston. And
well, that's right in our listening area.
Yeah. So there's a one-mile radius from this plant. There's a shelter in place. All 40 employees from the plant have been accounted for. There's one minor injury. So it's not looking like loss of life, but they have no idea what's in the smoke at this point. Well, at least as far as I have been.
What kind of plant?
A processing plant is all they said. Chemical plant.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to be keeping an eye on that at AFN. If that turns out to be something important, we will certainly report on it. And then today we're learning that Mark Houck, the pro-life activist that was arrested by the SWAT team that came
right,
busted down his house,
the FBI,
he is suing the Justice Department.
Good.
For $1.1 million on the grounds of illegal or aggressive search and seizure.
Well, I'd say so.
Right.
From what I heard about this story.
He's calling a faulty investigation excessive force after a SWAT team of about 25 people arrested him in front of his children. He's being represented by the law firm of Graves Garrett. I do not know. That might be an affiliate of Alliance Defending Freedom or one of our other groups. It might not be. But anyway, Graves Garrett is the lawyer for Mark Houck. So we'll be watching that lawsuit as well.
Just to remind our listeners, was absolutely over the top by the FBI. This was a guy who got into a little bit of an altercation in front of an abortion clinic. He was down on the corner with his, I think, 13-year-old son.
In Pennsylvania.
He was praying. And then this wasn't even an employee of the abortion clinic. It was an escort. Walked down, started verbally abusing Mark Houck's son. So Mark Houck did what any dad would do, got in between them. A little shoving happened. The local police and local district attorney would not even, they said there's no there.
Nope.
There's nothing. It's a little bit of a dispute, a little bit of shoving. And for that, the FBI, 7 a.m., comes to his home, SWAT team.
Well, the FBI
guns
decided,
drawn, right?
The FBI decided they were going to charge him with under the FACE Act, which is a draconian law that was passed. It's called the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, which means you cannot block the entrance of an abortion clinic or else it's a crime. There's probably a 30 feet away or something like that. Anyway, they charged Mark Houck with that, and they're going after him. But they didn't. He he said, I'll come in. I got no arm. I'm not armed. I don't have a gun. Just tell me when you want me. I'll go down there. And yet they showed up at his
house. That was sending a message.
Yes.
That's what the FBI
may suing him, and I hope he wins.
I do. I'm shocked that it's only a 1. Whatever million.
Yeah. Right.
It should be far more than that.
He'd probably win that, I think. The jury of his peers, I think he'll probably win that one.
I would hope so.
Anyway, Mark Houck.
Good for Mark Houck.
Yeah. Next story, Steve.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on in Gaza. The Israeli army is, I think, rather quietly, at least as far as we're hearing from the our mainstream media, prosecuting the war. They have actually gone in and they are taking control of certain portions of Gaza City. They're deep within Gaza City. Last I heard, and I haven't had an update, this is since last night, they had one of the Hamas leaders surrounded. And so they are what they're calling tightening the noose. So they are going in. It's dangerous work, but they're in Gaza trying to clear it out. Now, they have said that they have no desire to reoccupy Gaza, to set up a government there. They gave Gaza to the Palestinians. The Palestinians elected Hamas as leaders. Right now, Qatar is trying to mediate talks with the U.S. help to secure the release of 10 to 15 hostages in exchange for a 1 to 2 day humanitarian pause. I don't know how that's going to go, but that's where the discussions are. Israel says it will not run Gaza, but it will run, the IDF will run the security for until they get a good, solid, safe government in place. That's the latest on the ground there in Israel.
Well, they're apparently, I don't know, I'm not a military person, but it looks to an outsider like the IDF is running a clinic here in terms of how to prosecute a war like this. Now, there are a lot of civilian casualties, but to me, that is on Hamas because they embed themselves amidst the civilian population. I think I saw pictures last week. People, civilians trying to leave Gaza City were being shot by Hamas. Did you see those photos?
I didn't see photos. I heard reports of that a while back.
I don't know if that was as the photos described, but it appears they were trying to prevent civilians from leaving.
That's been the big discussion now, of course, in our mainstream media and on college campuses and everywhere where you see these protests. They're saying, look, sure, Israelis were killed, but you're killing civilians. And isn't that a war crime, too? You're killing civilians in Gaza. And I heard, I saw a debate with Ben Shapiro yesterday where he's saying, you know what? Yes. Civilians are being killed in Gaza, and it is heartbreaking. But the blame for that needs to be the same place that the blame for the Israeli deaths are, namely on Hamas, because Hamas is hiding behind these people. It's not an equivalent.
Right.
You don't go in, and it's not life for life. It's, you know, all life is precious, but the Hamas is the ones that are killing their own civilians by hiding behind them.
So my understanding is when Hamas was voted in to power by the Palestinians in Gaza in 2007, that Hamas then said, all right, guess what? No more elections. Is that not true?
I think they did.
Yeah. So Israel is going in to eliminate Hamas, is certainly to kill its leadership and to break the back of this terrorist organization. There was another group that was running for election against Hamas. I think it was Fatah, F-A-T-A-H. I think I've got the name right. And when they lost, they were basically banished. So maybe they come back to run the Gaza Strip. Who knows? But it cannot be a terrorist organization.
It's a little complicated because the average Palestinian are the ones that voted Hamas in. So you can't say that their hands are exactly clean, those who voted
Hamas. Unless it was, Tim's made this point before, unless it was kind of like the mob, you know, where they said, well,
you're going to find a dead head horse in your head. Yeah.
So anyway.
Horse head, I should say.
Israel is.
You know what I've noticed, too, and I think I mentioned this. There has been, at least it hasn't been reported that I've seen, maybe I missed something, major uprisings in other parts of Israel in support of Hamas.
Yeah, I think you probably find a rather harsh welcome there.
Yeah, but they're not taking up arms.
Now, oh, Hamas isn't?
No. Okay, so Hamas rules Gaza, but they don't rule other parts of Arab control, Arab land, so to speak, in Israel, like Hebron, like Bethlehem, like Jericho, like Nazareth. These are all Arab, basically Arab control, the so-called West Bank. I say right. So-called, I mean West Bank. That's what, that where these, where these are Arab enclaves or cities within Israel proper. So these people are Israelis.
Yeah.
And
that's an important point.
They're Israelis, but they are not Jewish.
They're given citizenship. They're given representation in the Knesset. So that's completely unlike Jews who are not even allowed in Gaza. So
I think
they're not rising up because I think they're worried about losing a good thing. I mean, really. If
they I'm sure they're sympathetic to their fellow Arabs in Gaza, but it doesn't appear to me that they're wanting to do as Hamas has done, and that is take up arms to kill all the Jews and get rid of Israel.
Right.
In fact, there was I'm going to look this up later, but there was a survey I read 5 years ago or so of Arabs who lived in Israel, and they were asked, would you rather live in Israel or would you live in an Arab-controlled or Arab/Muslim-controlled country, and they said that we'd rather live in Israel.
Yep.
So, it's not all bad. There are a lot of Arabs who do well in the Jewish state of Israel.
Okay? We have talked about the anti-Semitism on the rise here in this country. A lady named Elizabeth Pipko was on with Jesse Waters last night, and she says it's awful what's happened, but there is one kind of a silver lining to this storm cloud that she says, listen to cut six.
I mean, they can find a swastika scrawled in some dorm room and they immediately announce it as a hate crime. Yet, a Jewish man holding an Israeli flag was hit over the head and killed in what police rule is a homicide. And Elizabeth, they have still not ruled this a hate crime.
Yeah, look, Jesse, if I can share with your audience, I want people to understand what we saw in Israel on October 7th was so horrible. I don't think any of us will find the words in our lifetimes to describe it. What I can say, though, what I can describe is how beautiful it has been to see the Jewish community in America and around the world, especially in Israel as well, come together after that truly horrendous day. I'm talking about people who just a few weeks ago were protesting on opposite sides against each other, who are now standing together, fighting together, and mourning together. We realized very quickly that Jewish lives come first. Jewish lives mean more than politics or anything else. And it's really sad that leaders in our country have not come to that same realization, that sometimes it's okay to put politics aside, votes aside, campaigns aside, and just stand up for Jewish lives.
Who was that talking?
It was a lady named Elizabeth Pipko. She's the founder of Lest We Forget Foundation.
Hey, do we have the clip from Karine Jean-Pierre?
Yes.
Okay. Of course, she's a regular on the show.
And I know you love hearing her voice.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Karine Jean-Pierre, which took me a year to get her name right, and we all know that. It was embarrassing to some members of my family. but I finally did get it. Karine Jean-Pierre. She is the spokesperson for Biden and the White House. President Biden, that's his spokesperson. Every day that goes to the, Monday through Fridays, goes to the podium there and lies. Or spins, as most press secretaries do.
Or it gets lost.
Or gets
completely lost.
Right. Yeah, she is the worst. She takes a gold medal as the worst in history that I can remember.
Right.
And since you're handing out the medals, that's what counts, right?
Right. Yes. And she is, so now as far as her dress goes, she may be the best dressed. I don't know. She has a different.
Tends to wear suits. As
yeah, whatever. Figured. I don't need to get into that because I could turn sarcastic on even that real quick. But she is, with her responses on a regular basis, she's incoherent. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about it is she can string together usually some words, but they don't make any sense. And or they don't even answer the question. Or she gets caught in a Pinocchio moment and she just lies more. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about fibs. I'm talking about
Joe Biden-sized lies.
I'm talking about whoppers. I'm talking about just out and whoppers, okay, that she tells on a regular basis. Okay, so yesterday she's asked about what, Steve? What are we about to hear?
Peter Ducey, as is his wont, challenged Corinne Jean-Pierre and asked her if she has the White House as a comment on all these posters. You'll see in New York City and other in Washington and other places, you'll see posters. Israelis or pro-Israeli people are putting up posters of the kidnapped and hostages, wanted posters, basically showing them a picture. And a lot of pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas people are going around ripping these posters down, including some elected officials. They're just taking the posters down, and they don't want them up there. And so Peter Ducey asked Corinne Jean-Pierre if the White House has a comment on these posters being ripped down, and this is her response, cut 11.
A lot of videos of individuals who have been tearing down signs, many of these taking place in New York City, of Israelis presently being held hostage in Gaza. There have been some tense confrontations that have taken place there. Is the White House's view that these actions should be condemned, the pulling down of them, or that that's a form of peaceful protest?
Look, I've sort of kind of seen the reporting here and there. I think it was from last week,
There's been like 30 million videos that have gone around.
No, I know. I hear you. I'm just not going to.
Is that peaceful protest to pull that down, or should you not be doing
I'm just
that?
Not going to go into specifics on that particular thing. What I can say, there are real violent protests and threats that are happening right now, and senior administration officials are aware of these reports, which are deeply concerning, and that is something that we're focused on.
That is just such baloney. All she's doing is... You ever seen the clip from Miss South Carolina?
Yes.
Yes.
Maps.
From 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was. Where
and
bless her heart, she went on to have, a good life. And she was Miss Teenage South Carolina, but she made she got caught in a deer in the headlights moment answering a question. And she just had a stream of consciousness that made no sense.
Absolutely none.
Nonsense, and she was just threw a bunch of big words in there to try to answer a question about foreign policy or something like that. Anyway, that's what
Corinne?
Yeah, her. Corinne Jean-Pierre is
doing. So you shouldn't have said you got it. I know. Got it down now.
I know. Corinne Jean-Pierre is doing right there. What she just said, what is she talking about? Violent protests going on. And we're
I was going to ask that.
Was she talking about
the pro-Palestinian protests?
She wasn't very specific. Now, there have been a lot of violent pro-Palestinian protests, more than pro-Israeli. And I need to correct the record here as well. That was Peter Alexander from NBC. Asking the question. Sounded like him, and I incorrectly identified him.
Let me tell you what's going on. This is my opinion. What's going on here. Corinne Jean-Pierre, she's a squad identifier. She's a far lefty. I guarantee you she doesn't agree with Biden on supporting Israel. That's why she can't comment on it directly. She's asked, what do you think about ripping down these posters of Israeli hostages? Think it's a good or bad thing?
And she said, she's not laughable. She said, I think I've heard of that.
Right. And he said there's been 30 million views
videos.
Or something like videos of that. That's the NBC reporter?
Yeah.
It was.
Surprising.
Yeah.
And she's saying, and then she said, listen to this idiocy. I'm sorry. Listen to this again. We got to play this again.
A lot of videos of individuals who have been tearing down signs, many of these taking place in New York City, of Israelis presently being held hostage in Gaza. There have been some tense confrontations that have taken place there. Is the White House's view that these actions should be condemned, the pulling down of them, or that that's a form of peaceful protest?
Look, I've sort of kind of seen the reporting here and there. I think it was from last week, right?
There's been like 30 million videos that got around.
No, I know. I hear you. I'm just not going to.
Is that peaceful protest to pull that down, or should you not be doing that?
I'm just not going to go into specifics on that particular thing. What I can say, there are real violent protests and threats that are happening right now. And senior administration officials are aware of these reports, which are deeply concerning. And that is something that we're focused on.
Could she possibly mean, you know, I'm one to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Are you?
Yeah, I've done it many times before. Could she possibly mean the violent protest and what'd she say? Could she possibly be meaning the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas rallies? Criticizing those?
Well, I don't think there have been any other violent. I don't think there have been violent protests in favor of Israel. It's
there have been some clashes between the two sides. So I will. I don't know if they've all been okay. Self-defense.
Anyway,
but
the point is, all she should have said was, "Absolutely, it's wrong to rip down the posters
right.
of these Jewish hostages captured by Hamas."
If you have a political point, put your own posters up.
Yeah. Now, I have wondered, maybe I'm not the only one, why are posters being put up in the U.S. of hostages that are held in Israel? As if usually you put up posters of hostages when you can find them.
Right. Have you seen this person?
But that just sounds like, to me, it's a political statement.
It is. It's intended to
remind people
that these are people who are still missing.
Yeah.
And Hamas is guilty of taking hostages.
I understand.
So
it's not really a practical statement. Like, you know, a lot of times when you have that happen in the U.S., you'll have an Amber Alert, or you'll have
right.
you'll see
this person,
Milk Carton,
yeah,
call,
that kind of thing. But anyway, she should have just says ripping down the pictures of hostages by Hamas is terribly insensitive and totally unacceptable.
Oh, she could say, listen, we know there's a lot of passionate viewpoints on either side,
yeah.
But clearly the Biden administration, that's what she's speaking on behalf of.
Supports Israel?
Believes in freedom of speech for both sides in this contentious issue. You could say that.
But I would say she needs to condemn. That's what he's asking for. Do you think that's acceptable behavior?
Right.
Ripping down the posters of hostages.
But I think your take is right. I think she is a supporter of the radical views of the members of the squad.
She's to the left of Biden.
She did not want to say, just like Rashida Tlaib,
right.
a member of the squad, refused to answer media questions about whether she condemned the October 7th attacks by Hamas.
Right.
She refused to answer because she supported the attacks.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ed.
You betcha.
And my thanks to Fred Jackson and Abraham Hamilton III and Brent Creeley, our producer. Is that it? We didn't have any guests, did we?
No, that's it.
So
don't forget, folks, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. It is Operation Christmas Child time again.
So we hope and pray that you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.